We're ready now to study the ninth chapter of the book of Daniel, and we begin by reading the first two verses. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of Median descent, who was made king over the kingdom of the Chaldeans, and by the way, some get confused by this. I thought Cyrus was king, and here it says Darius was king, but notice he's king over the kingdom of the Chaldeans. There were three provinces in Medo-Persia. This was one of them, and Cyrus made Darius king over this particular area. Verse 2, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, observed in the books the number of years which was revealed as the word of the Lord to Jeremiah the prophet for the completion of the desolations of Jerusalem, namely 70 years. So let's just check up on Daniel here and see what he was reading in Jeremiah. We go to Jeremiah chapter 25 and verse 11. And this whole land shall be a desolation and a horror. These nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. Then it will be, when the 70 years are completed, I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, declares the Lord. And then we go to Jeremiah the 29th chapter, and beginning with verse 10, we read this. For thus says the Lord, when 70 years have been completed for Babylon, I will visit you and fulfill my good word to you and bring you back to this place. So Daniel is correct. He's looking up in the book of Jeremiah to be sure, but he's correct. There are 70 years. Now, why is Daniel concerned about this? Why is he studying this in particular? Why? Because 70 years have been completed, and there has been a decree go out for people to go back and rebuild Jerusalem, rebuild the temple. However, things were not happening according to the vision that Daniel had in his mind. Things were stalled, and he was very concerned about it. And so he decided to make supplication to the Lord and look at the prophecy first and then remind God that he is a covenant keeper. And so he begins to pray. He says here in verse 3 of Daniel, the 9th chapter, so I gave my attention to the Lord to seek him by prayer and supplications with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. Now, why is Daniel doing this? Well, we go back to Jeremiah 29, the chapter we just read about how God will visit Babylon after 70 years and perform his good word to his people. In verse 12, it says, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. And I will be found by you, declares the Lord. And I will restore your fortunes and will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I've driven you, declares the Lord. I will bring you back to this place from where I sent you into exile. So Daniel notices as he reads the prophecy of Jeremiah that not only does it tell the number of years, but it says that there is a condition. God wants his people to seek him at that time, and then he will respond, he will hear them, and he will fulfill his will for them and their desires for that to God. And so he gives his attention to prayer, supplication, fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. Verse 4 of Daniel 9. And I prayed to the Lord my God and confessed and said, alas, O Lord, the great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant. Notice he's reminding God that there was a promise made. And loving kindness for those who love him and keep his commandments. We have sinned and committed iniquity, acted wickedly and rebelled, even turning aside from thy commandments and ordinances. Now you might ask yourself the question, why is it Daniel said, we have sinned, we have rebelled and acted wickedly? Well, there's a good answer to that. Daniel was also a student of the Bible. In Leviticus, the 26th chapter, notice what it says. And actually, we will have to pick this up in our next segment, which is for tomorrow. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.